It's the final piece now for Who's Calling Christian. It ended Friday at 10 o'clock, but then the really big important thing, you two listen to the calls, make your mind up. You may already have had a favourite. I know lots of you had said you had over the last 2 weeks of the 67 different celebrities leaving voicemails and speaking to us live. When I left the show Friday, I was just sat. Couldn't even speak. My wife rang. I wasn't even making any sense. My head had just fried from the craziness of the last 2 weeks and have to do so many interviews. But thank you very much, everyone who made it work. Thank you very much, everyone who's voted as well. So we now have a winner. Your winner of 2016's Who's Calling Christian? It is you, Judy Murray. Judy, you've won.
I am absolutely thrilled to bits. That is just the best news, because as you know, Christian, I am not a fan of losing.
Yeah, you got almost half the vote. So many people, when you called us 2 weeks ago, absolutely loved your call. It's all anyone's talked about for the last 2 weeks. So well done. You've won the money.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really thrilled. I never did anything like that before, but I really felt that when I heard the clips of your guys impersonating me and Andy, I thought really something needs to be done about that. Absolutely, because actually they don't really sound like me at all, as you know.
Wow, I mean, I'm not so sure about that. I'm sure you can turn. I mean, I think you've got two modes. This is nice, friendly Judy, but I get the feeling maybe there's a different mode. But hey, listen, also very excited about you winning is your son Andy. He's on the line right now. He's calling in to speak to you.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. I'm delirious with excitement, as you can tell.
Well, son, you're not the only one that can win in this household.
Oh, I know. Does that mean I can stop playing tennis now, please, Mum? So boring.
Oh, I've told you about that before. You've got another few titles to win. Now get yourself off to that Shanghai and bring back another trophy. That one they won at the weekend in that China, that was like a great big golden goblet, and it was perfect for my Magners.
I was going to fill it full of Cocoa Pops and have it for my breakfast. Is that okay?
No. How many times do I have to tell you, son, Cocoa Pops are no good for your forehead?
Oh, Mum, please. I just wanted to be a chartered accountant. Do I have to keep doing this?
Yeah, you do, son. Look, your mother knows best. How many times do I have to tell you that?
Tennis this, tennis that, tennis the bleeding other. I'm sick of it, Mum. Please, God, make it stop.
Well, you know, that coach, that Ivan Lendl, he'll not let you stop either, son. I've told you, there's a long way to go. And as for that Ivan Lendl, by the way, he was calling me granny before I even was a granny. Cheeky beggar.
Cheeky beggar. And another thing, have to come over for our party, Mum?
Say that again, son.
Come over for our party, Mum? I know you like a party when I win something.
Have you got Red Bull?
Aye.
Well, if there's a party, I'm coming.
Oh, I know you like it, a party. Doing a little jig.
I wanted to tell you that about that Ivan Lendl. I never told you this, son, but he's a cheeky beggar. But the first time that I sat behind him at that Wimbledon, you know that competition you play on the grass?
That's it.
He turned round to me, son, and he said, Judy, if you're going to sit behind me again, would you bring me earplugs? What do you think of that?
I'll have a word with him, Mum, but I don't like him. He's scary.
Laugh there, son. That's a first.
Aye. Well, can we have a party tonight if I get home to celebrate me winning the China Open and you winning that radio competition?
Well, as far as I know, son, you're on a bullet train to Shanghai because you've got to play again tomorrow. And when you come home from that, I'll maybe think about it, okay?
All right, Mum. Thank you, Mum.
All right. Andy, thank you very much for calling and chatting to Mum.
All right. All right. Bye-bye now.
See you later now. So listen, Judy, tell us about Peak Project then. So they're the charity that you're calling in behalf of. They get the £10,000. Tell us about the work they do and now hopefully this will be going towards a great cause.
Yeah, it's a fantastic project. It's based in the east end of Glasgow, and they have quite a big team of people. Many of them are volunteers, and they create play opportunities for children in the east end of Glasgow who otherwise may not have the opportunity to play anything, kids who perhaps don't have gardens or don't have just don't have the opportunity to play. They take them to parks, they create after school clubs, and they do a lot of activity within school to get kids exercising, but to give them the chance to be kids, because not every child has that possibility, and they really do a wonderful job. So I've worked with them for probably about five years now, and go in and train their staff and volunteers how to teach kids starter tennis within what they do. But of course they touch all sorts of other things as well, not just tennis. But they are a great charity, so I'm really thrilled to be able to help them.
Oh, well, good for you, and I hope the money goes down really well, Judy, and I bet you're a fantastic coach as well.
Well, I hope so.
No, I'm sure you are. Honestly, do you know what? It has been so nice chatting to you. It was 2 weeks ago, and a joy again today. I think you've been a fantastic sport, and you're a fantastic mum to the boys as well. And you won almost half with half of our votes as well. And thank you so much for giving us a call on it as well, and for being such a great sport too, chatting to our Andy.
Pleasure, and thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you very much for voting. I genuinely am thrilled to bits. So watch out next year. You never know, I might just call you again.
Oh, please, you've got our number. You're always welcome to call us, Judy, OK? But well done.
Thanks a lot.
Now, all we didn't say with Judy is, obviously the way this works, why so many of you try and get celebrities on, is you get a reward as well. You get £10,000 to do with whatever you want. And that obviously goes to this guy who was the... I know loads of you did tweet Judy. I saw your tweets going through. But the very first person, Judy told us it was this guy, so he gets £10,000 as well. It's you, Nick Bruzon.
Christian, good morning. I'm in shock.
You've just won ten. Well, Judy's got you £10,000.
Oh, what can I say, Judy? You're an absolute legend, Christian. How good was she? How brilliant! What a fantastic sport.
I know. Yeah, she made it for us. I was worried that we peaked on day one, and I wish she called on the last day. I said, we're going to do for the next 2 weeks. We've had, she's given us this great moment. Not only was she a good sport, she's so funny as well. She's been brilliant. But well done for tweeting her as well. That's how the feature works, and you deserve your £10,000.
Christian, I can't tell you how grateful I am. It's been a fantastic competition, and Lord knows I need the money. But that said, there's something I've got to buy for Mrs. B, because she will kill me if she finds out I've won. She's actually out of the house at the moment, so she doesn't know, and I'm not going to tell her. But that aside, look, I actually voted for Bob in the end, because Bob, look, I love Judy. Judy was fantastic. But Bob Wilson's story as well, it really got me. So, as I say, little something I've got to buy for Mrs. B, but otherwise I'd like to split the money between Judy and Bob anyway. So,
that's an incredible thing to do. You don't have to do that. I mean, you deserve your right to do with your winnings. I'm sure that can go down well with you and your wife and your family.
Yeah, well, if she finds out, she'll kill me. But, you know, there are more important things in life sometimes. As I say, there's something I've got to do for her, but otherwise the rest I'd like to donate anyway, because there were some wonderful stories out there.
Wow. That's incredible. So you're going to give some money to the Willow Foundation, Bob's charity?
Totally. Bob was brilliant. And so was Judy. They're all fantastic. Yeah. My only regret about the whole thing was that I couldn't get James Martin on for you, because I really wanted to hear about his spatchcock chicken and his tiger leg.
There's always next year, my friend. Hopefully there's going to be new recipes from the James Martin series.
And believe me, and James, if you're listening, he is, and I must apologise. I might have harassed him a little bit in the build-up, but...
It is a great course, and it paid off for a great thing. Mrs. B, okay? And then whatever you do with the money is entirely up to you. But if you do want to make a donation to the Widow Foundation,
Without a doubt, that will go down very, very well. There's a big cheque coming Bob's way. I promise you that, Christian. I'm saying that to you on air. That's happening.
Well, you're a very good man doing that. Very, very good. I'm sure there's not many of us that would do that when they just found out they won 10 grand on a Monday morning. But Nick, well done.
Thank you, Christian, again, and thank you, Judy. Seriously, she was absolutely fantastic, wasn't she?
Yes,
absolutely awesome.
She was. She really was. We'll go on to beat that if we do it again. Nick, thank you very much. Well done.
Cheers, Christian. Take care.